půjdeme se podívat na Backstage Alliance. Jak bychom přiblížili právě tuhle značku?
Já jsem tady ty dva labely vybral velmi záměrně, neboť Stupido Records je takový matador nezávislý, zatímco Backstage Alliance by se dalo říct, že je to taková mladá štika v tom nezávislém rybníku finském, a také řádně si myslím sebevědomá, což poznáte z rozhovoru, který jsme udělali s Pávo Backmanem. A na začátku jsme mluvili o tom, jak vlastně tady ten label vznikl, jak roste tady ten label v době, kdy všude ve světě je krize hudebního průmyslu, a jak stát pomáhá třeba i jim v růstu a v podnikání.
Hyvá pajvá, Pávo.
Hyvá pajvá.
How are you?
Very well, exactly.
2 years ago we speak together. In football slang, you kicked on another team, Mercedes it calls. What's happening with this firm?
We thought that we want to be bigger player in international field, and we put together many labels, and two indie labels, and also one company which develop new mobile application things and fan community things, and we put all these companies together, and now we are Backstage Alliance.
It is tight cooperating or splitting of many teams in one?
We have one company, we buy these other companies, and nowadays we have two label, then we have a booking agent and publishing department and street team and viral marketing department, and also mobile department. So we have spread quite a lot. Exactly.
So it's possible to say that you are an important player in the Finnish music industry.
Quite important, I hope, and not me, but our team. We have a very, very good team, and very good knowledge, different part of music business.
You are example, and Backstage Alliance too, of course. That Finnish industry is still rising higher and higher. How do you do it in days when most countries reporting about crisis of music business?
I think our most important thing is to attitude, knowledge and attitude. If other companies throw away they best workers, we want to offer something special for our workers, and same time we want to do something new, and even though other players say that this is impossible to do, we thought, okay, let's see, we will do this, and it's our attitude, and if we think Finnish music business and new generation, we have a young new key player who think that we can do it if we want to do it, and we really put effort to export work also.
You spoke about new key players. Which names are?
I think Backstage Alliance is one, and also Full Steam. It's a other key player in Finnish music business nowadays.
Do you think that there are some activities from government which helps you increasing activities outside of Finland?
Yeah, it's one important part of. But I think if you have money, it's not key point if you haven't knowledge and attitude. So if we think Music Export Finland, for example, our director there, Miss Pauliina Ahokas, she has a very, very good attitude, and if we decide that we grow our music export 50% in year, we will do it because we want to do it, and it's money is important, but it's not all at all. And it's we will see in Finland that major companies, Sony and Warner and so on, they don't grow their export at all. But India labels, they can do very, very good export work nowadays.
Okay, so now we will play one song from one of your band called Underwater Sleeping Society. Could you tell us more about them?
It's a quite new, very, very talented India group which put together a very good melodic and same time something special. It's very difficult to say, but you can listen and think what you think about it.
We are speaking together on Music and Media Conference in Tampere. How important is this meeting for you and for Finnish music industry?
Nowadays, this is very important. If we think last 2 years, here is a lots of key music business player all over the world. So if you have a showcase gig here, it's possible that you will get very cute license deals and so on. And we have six band here, and almost every year when we our band has played here, we have got gigs from USA and from Russia and from Germany and so on. So it's very, very important.
Some of your bands, Blood Pit, Hanoi Rocks, inspire their music from street rock or glam rock. Could you tell me why is this kind of music so popular in Finland?
I don't know. Maybe we have a so dark and long winter, and so we do a little bit harder stuff usually. And I don't know exactly what's the reason, but
never mind. Could you reveal Backstage Alliance plans for near future?
Nowadays we of course do more and more export work, but we do also more and more cooperation with other labels and do for them viral marketing campaigns and do also cooperation with film companies globally and so on. So we grow all time, but also other business sectors and only official music. We try to find new ways to export our bands. So we do cooperation many companies outside also the music business.
What's the web address of a company?
Backstagealliance.com.
Okay, an extra one question. Do you know some Czech band or artist?
Wait a second. I should know. If I say honest, I don't remember just now. Sorry.
Never mind. And in the end, we will play another band from your stable. English it's good to pronounce it like Hammers from Underworld. How to say in Finnish?
Alamaailman vasarat.
They played this year on Stromovka Festival. Could you tell me more about them?
It's instrumental punk and Indian and very, very strange but fucking great live band. Yeah, it's amazing.
So thanks for the interview and good luck for you personally and for Backstage Alliance too.
Thanks a lot.
Posloucháte Český rozhlas Radio Wave. Dneska mapujeme severskou, především finskou scénu a dohrává kapela, jejíž jméno v překladu zní Kladiva v podsvětí. Mimochodem, zdá se mi z bukletu a přebalů desek, že všechny finské kapely si velmi dávají záležet na své image, a to především na lehce abnormální image. Je to tak? Platí to všeobecně?
Já si myslím, že ve Finsku berou muziku opravdu jako zboží, v tom dobrém slova smyslu, takže ví moc dobře, že pokud chtějí zaujmout, tak ten jejich výrobek musí něčemu vypadat, nejen po té hudební stránce, ale musí vypadat i hezky obal a tak dále a tak dále.
Pojďme teď shrnout rozhovor s Pávo Beckmanem, který jsme slyšeli před chvílí, předělený další muzikou, a to především o tom, jak funguje Backstage Aliens. Na tom je zajímavé mimo jiné tom, že vydavatelství skutečně vzniklo, když Pávovi bylo 18 nebo kolik, to znamená, že se rozjel velmi brzo. Říkám to správně nebo ne?
To je v podstatě... Bratrský label, ten se jmenuje Full Steam Records, tak to opravdu je, tam ten šéf začal v 18 letech a dnes, když je mu 25, tak je druhým nejdůležitějším hráčem finské hudební scény. Ale Backstage Alliance Pávovi je, myslím, čerstvě přes 30 a vůbec to je moje zkušenost, že když jsem byl na těch místních andělech, že drtivá většina jak z hudebních vydavatelství, tak z rádií, tak z dalších agentur jsou lidé do 30 let. V podstatě tady ta generace nese tu finskou hudbu hrozně vysoko. No a také jsme o tom právě s Pávom mluvili, že třeba Finnish Music Information Center a Finnish Music Export je několik firm založených Ministerstvem kultury, Ministerstvem školství a Ministerstvem zahraničního průmyslu, kteří podporují moderní muziku a díky tomu všude na světě znají Nightwish, Him, Rasmus a všechny ty další kapely, Apokalyptiku, všechny ty finské kapely, i když ten stát je v podstatě, co se týče počtu obyvatel, o polovinu menší než Česká republika. Proto jsem se také na konci ptal obou, co zná z české muziky. A jediný Josef znal alespoň Karla Gotta a Tři sestry. A to, že navštívil Československo ještě za komunismu.
Jak by si teda shrnul konferenci Muziky and Media? Je právě ta kooperace státu, biznesu a kultury to hlavní, co jsi z konference odnesl?
Já jsem si z toho odnesl v podstatě poznatek, že hudba nemusí být nadstavba. Něco, co vlastně si můžeme dopřát, když je nám dobře, ale že to může být normální součástí nejen kultury, ale i třeba ekonomického běhu státu, neboť finský export finské moderní muziky přináší každý rok Finsku do pokladny 20 milionů euro.